Ariel, what's a tip for a good, maybe off-the-beaten-path outdoor activity I could do sometime this summer?
Ned, thank you so much for asking. Today's tip is that if you're looking for a fun place to go for a walk, have you considered the cemetery? I recently went on a walk in the cemetery, specifically Mount Auburn Cemetery in Boston, and it was lovely for a number of reasons. One, there were walking paths. Two, it was nice and quiet. Three, there was shade and seating. And four, there's entertainment. And I don't mean that in a crass way. I mean, if you see a name that is interesting to you, or if you see some sort of etching that looks unique, you can look up that person and they might have a story about them. And that's really cool. So I had a fun experience walking around with friends and family at the cemetery this past weekend. And I want to share that with you if you're looking for somewhere to go that's not your typical park walk or beach walk.
I love a cemetery walk. I love them for a lot of reasons, but number one is tombstones exist so that people will remember the people who passed away. So if we're not walking in cemeteries, we're not doing the thing that tombstones were even purchased by a family at some point to do. I agree on fun names. I agree on fun epitaphs. I'm also my political thing that isn't real is I think all cemeteries should be dog parks because it forces you to wander a cemetery. When I was a kid, there was a cemetery near where I grew up where there was an epitaph for a woman named Tina Edith Barlow. Aww. And the epitaph was simply "Shit happens." And I think about Tina Edith Barlow a lot.
Wow.
And I think cemetery walks rule and you should definitely do them. Great tip.
Thank you so much. And thank you to all the people who maintain them because it's tough work and you don't get enough credit.
That's true.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.